Welcome in. Today we're going to humanize one-shots for club mixes in drum and bass, using Ableton Live. Beginner-friendly, stock tools only, and the goal is really specific. Keep the drums tight enough to hit on a big system, but alive enough to roll. Here's the big idea before we touch anything. In D&B, some elements are the anchor, and some elements are the feel. The anchor is your kick weight and your main snare transient. Those are the things that make the dance floor trust your beat. The feel is mostly hats, rides, shakers, ghost snares, and little percussion. That's where we can add movement without making the groove sloppy. By the end, you'll have a 16-bar drum section that evolves like a real phrase, not just a one-bar loop copy-pasted 16 times. All right, let's set up. Set your tempo to something club standard for D&B. 174 BPM is a great start. Create one MIDI track, name it Drums, and drop a drum rock on it. Now load in a few one-shots. Keep it simple. A clean punchy kick, a D&B snare that has some body around the low mids and some crack in the highs, a closed hat, an open hat or ride, a small percussion hit like a rim or a shaker, and then either a separate ghost snare sample or a duplicate of your main snare that we'll process differently. Quick teacher note, humanizing isn't a magic trick that fixes bad samples. It's more like seasoning. Start with sounds that are already close to what you want. Now we build the backbone first. Create a MIDI clip, one bar long for now, looping. Put your main snare on beats 2 and 4, classic D&B backbeat. Then add a kick pattern you like. If you're new, keep it minimal, one on the one, and then one or two more placements that create forward motion. Don't overthink the exact kick pattern yet. Important rule for now, keep the kick and main snare velocities consistent. Kick around 110 up to 127, main snare around 115 up to 127. We're not trying to make the anchor human. We're trying to make it reliable. Now we add the rolling engine, hats. Add closed hats at 1/8 notes if you want it clean, or 1/16 if you want that constant D&B chatter. Let's go 1/16 for this lesson, because it really reveals the machine gun problem. Open your velocity lane in the MIDI editor, and instead of random velocities, do a repeating accent pattern. Think like a drummer's hand. For 1/16 hats, try this mindset. Accents, mediums, and ticks. Set downbeats a bit stronger, somewhere around 70 to 85. Off 16 THS lower, maybe 45 to 65. If you add an open hat or ride, keep it controlled, around 75 to 95 depending on how bright the sample is. And here's what you listen for. You want the hats to feel like they're pulling the groove forward, not like they're all shouting equally. If every hat is the same velocity, it will sound like a loop. If the velocities are totally chaotic, it'll sound messy. We're aiming for intentional. Now, ghost snares. This is the secret sauce in a lot of rolling and jungle influenced D&B. Add two ghost notes in the bar. A common move is to place one just before the main snare, and maybe one just after, depending on the vibe. Keep them quiet. Ghost snare velocities around 25 to 55. Now here's the most important part. The ghost snare can't sound like a quieter copy of the main snare. It should feel tucked back, like a hint of movement. So go into your drum rack, find the ghost snare pad, and add an oil filter on that pad. Set it to high pass. Bring the frequency up somewhere around 250 to 600 Hz so you're cutting out the low body. You can add a tiny bit of resonance if you want it to poke a little, but keep it subtle. Optional, add a touch of redux for grit, very lightly. If it gets crunchy in an ugly way, back off. Ghosts should add texture, not steal attention. At this point, you should already hear a groove starting to breathe. Anchor is solid, hats are shaped, ghosts are whispering. Now we humanize timing, and timing is where beginners usually go too far, so we're going to use a timing budget. For hats and small percussion, aim for roughly plus or minus 5 milliseconds. For ghost snares, you can go a little wider, maybe plus or minus 8 milliseconds, because they're quieter and they read as feel instead of sloppiness. Two ways to do this. Manual micro nudges or a groove pool. We'll do both, starting with groove pool because it's fast. Open the groove pool in Ableton. Grab a groove like Swing 16-55 or Swing 16-60. Drag it onto your MIDI clip. Now, in the groove settings, keep it subtle. Timing around 10 to 25%. Velocity 5 to 15%. Random. Start at 0, and if you use it at all, keep it under 10%. Bass should match your rhythm, so keep it at 16 for 16th bass hats. Now listen carefully to the kick and the snare. If the low end starts to feel late, or the snare starts losing authority, That means you're grooving the wrong things or you're pushing the groove too hard. A really clean approach is selective groove application. Put your hats and ghosts in a separate MIDI clip, or even a separate track, and apply groove only there. That way your anchor stays locked. Alright, now we add a little manual micro timing on top, because that's what creates the played illusion. Zoom in, and only nudge hats, shakers, ghost snares, small percussion. Push a few hat hits slightly late, like 3 to 8 milliseconds. Pull a couple slightly early, maybe 2 to 5 milliseconds. You're creating tiny imperfections, not Flam City. And here's a cool trick for DNB specifically. If you have a ghost snare right before the main snare, try pushing that ghost a hair late instead of early, like 2 to 5 milliseconds late. It can create this pull into the backbeat without weakening the snare itself. The main snare stays dead on. The ghost leans into it. Now let's fix the machine gun tone problem. Even if timing and velocity are good, one shots can still sound copy-pasted because the tone repeats exactly. We're going to fake round-robin variation using stock tools. First, add tiny velocity randomness. Place a velocity MIDI effect before the drum rack, but make sure it's only affecting hats if you can. If it's affecting the whole rack, keep it super subtle. Set the random to something like 3 to 8. Tiny. Then we translate velocity into tone. Go to the hat pad, add auto filter. Choose a subtle filter mode, and turn on the envelope. Set a small envelope amount so louder hat hits get a little brighter. Keep the attack very fast, 0 to 5 milliseconds, and decay around 50 to 150 milliseconds. Now you've got a natural relationship. Soft hits are duller, loud hits are brighter. That's how real playing behaves. If you want an even more believable result, do the classic jungle technique. Two hat samples. Create hat and hat B on separate pads. Make hat a tighter, shorter release. Make hat B slightly darker, with a tiny bit more release, so it has a little tail. Then alternate them in the MIDI clip. A B, or use hat B mostly on offbeats. Keep hat B a bit quieter. This instantly breaks repetition, even if the timing is tight. And here's an advanced feeling trick that's actually simple. Micro doubles that don't sound like flams. Duplicate one hat hit and place the duplicate 10 to 20 milliseconds after the original, but much quieter, like 20 to 30 velocity lower. It mimics two-stick articulation and adds energy without needing reverb. Now let's make this club ready, because humanized drums can get spiky or inconsistent if we don't control them. On the drums track after the drum rock, add EQ 8 first. If you need a gentle high pass, do it carefully, don't gut your punch. If hats are harsh, look around 7 to 10 kHz for spiky resonances and tame them gently. Next, add glue compressor. Try attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. You're not trying to squash, you're trying to glue. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Then add saturator. Drive around 1 to 3 dB, soft clip on. This helps the drums feel louder and denser without just turning them up. Optional. Drum bus. A little drive can be great. Be careful with boom and DNB. Your sub is sacred, and you don't want your drum bus inventing low end that fights the bass line. Now arrangement. This is where your beat stops being a loop and starts being a section. Duplicate your 1-bar clip out to 16 bars. Then think in phrases, not individual hits. Every 2 to 4 bars, make one micro edit, not 10. 1. Here's an easy energy ladder. Bars 1 to 4. Simpler, maybe 1/8 hats or fewer ghosts. Bars 5 to 8, switch to 1/16 hats, but keep velocities restrained. Bars 9 to 12, add a quiet ride layer or small texture. Bars 13 to 16, one bar gets a little busier, then the last bar pulls back to create space into the next section. Some super practical moves. Remove the open hat on bar 4, 8, or 16 to create a breath. Add a tiny snare flam at the end of bar 8 or 16. But keep it controlled. Remove one hat hit in the exact same spot every 2 bars. That missing tooth can feel weirdly human and very danceable. Add a rim or clave as call and response after the snare every other bar, slightly late, very quiet. And one more pro habit. Audition your humanization at low volume. Quiet playback reveals whether the groove still drives. If it only feels good loud, sometimes that's just high-frequency chaos tricking you into thinking it's exciting. Before we wrap, let's cover the common mistakes so you can dodge them fast. Mistake 1. Humanizing the kick and the sub-region too much. If your kick timing wanders, the whole track feels weak on a big system. Keep it stable. Mistake 2. Using random like a chaos button. If your random velocity is huge, it's not human, it's inconsistent. Subtle wins. Mistake 3. Everything swings equally. If your main snare swings hard, The backbeat loses authority. Swing hats and percussion more than the main snare. Mistake 4. Ghost notes too loud. If you clearly hear them as main hits, they stop being ghosts. You want to feel them more than you hear them. Mistake 5. No tonal variation. Velocity alone sometimes still sounds copy-pasted. Tie velocity to brightness using filter envelope, or alternate two samples. All right, quick 15-minute practice you can do right after this. Program a 1-bar DNB beat with kick, snare, and 1/16 hats. Add two ghost snares with velocities around 30 to 50. Apply swing 16-55 with timing around 15% and velocity around 10%. Manually nudge 4 random hat hits later by about 5 milliseconds, and 2 hats earlier by about 3 milliseconds. Add auto filter to hat so louder hits get brighter. Duplicate to 16 bars and make one small change every 4 bars. Then do the test. Export a quick loop and listen very quietly, then loud. If it feels exciting loud but messy quiet, reduce the timing range and simplify the hat variations. If it still walks quietly, you nailed it. Recap to lock it in. Keep kick and main snare stable. Humanize hats, ghosts, and small percussion with velocity counters. Tiny micro timing, groove pool used subtly, and tonal movement tied to velocity. Then arrange over 16 bars with micro evolution so it rolls like Riedel DNB, but still hits like a club record. When you're ready, tell me what subgenre you're aiming for: liquid, rollers, jump up, jungle, neuro-ish, and whether your drum samples are clean or gritty, and I'll suggest groove settings and an accent map that fits that style without losing the floor lock.